For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report.
Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets in downtown Minneapolis Friday in sub-zero temperatures in protest of the continued surge of federal immigration agents in the state. The Minnesota Reformer reports 100 members of the clergy were arrested at a separate protest action that morning at a Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport terminal. The actions, along with the continued demonstrations at the Whipple Federal Building, converged on what is being dubbed the Ice Out of Minnesota Day of Truth and Freedom, when hundreds of businesses closed as organizers urged Minnesotans not to attend school or work or go shopping Friday. The economic blackout, according to a demonstration website, was, quote, to suspend the normal order of business to demand immediate cessation of ICE actions in Minnesota, accountability for federal agents who have caused loss of life and abuse to Minnesota residents, and call for Congress to immediately intervene. Attorney General Keith Ellison filed a lawsuit earlier this month against the Department of Homeland Security, alleging that Operation Metro Surge is unconstitutional and unlawful. A hearing to consider a temporary restraining order against DHS Secretary Kristi Noem and other leaders in the department is slated for Monday. Two northwestern Minnesota sheriffs announced they are not seeking re-election this November. Becker County Sheriff Todd Glander announced last Friday he would be retiring at the end of December after wearing the office badge for nearly 40 years. Glander has served the last 11 years as sheriff and was initially hired in 1988 as a jailer. Clearwater County Sheriff Darren Halverson announced he would not seek a fourth term on Tuesday. Halverson is hanging it up after more than 30 years of service as a peace officer, working for the Clearbrook and Bagley Police Departments before he was elected sheriff. A Grand Rapids chef is among those nominated for a James Beard Award this week. While most nominees are chefs and restaurants in major metropolitan areas across the country, Kyle Lusher, co-owner of the new restaurant The Pines, is a semifinalist for the Emerging Chef Award. The James Beard Awards, according to a release, recognize restaurant and bar professionals who, quote, collectively embody the breadth of American culinary excellence. Lusher, in a KAXE Morning Show interview, describes The Pines as a farm-to-table restaurant that takes northern Minnesotan staples like walleye and wild rice and turns them into something new.
A sort of gentle handshake of some familiar foods and flavors, and then also pairing that with maybe different things or new things or, a different technique or a twist on a flavor profile. It's kind of holistic, but I think it's viewed through the lens of, you know, what we eat up here and what we can grow up here.
James Beard Award finalists will be announced in late March with an award ceremony to celebrate winners planned June 15th in Chicago. The DNR is nearing the end of the first phase of its efforts to update Minnesota's public waters inventory. The inventory was created in the 1980s and is an important reference for enforcing state water protection laws and guiding development and conservation decisions. The agency began an 8-year update project last year, with a goal of updating 12 counties each year. Aiken is one of the first 4 counties. The DNR is proposing adding 16 waterways and removing one lake from the public waters list. Public comment on the changes is open until February 27th. The DNR will host a public meeting 6 p.m. Wednesday at the Aiken Public Library. The state's Department of Transportation recently announced more than $76 million in grants to support projects that improve freight options, travel time, and economic development. Two projects in northern Minnesota will receive some of this funding. The city of Two Harbors will receive nearly $5 million to reconstruct Highway 61. The project also includes roundabouts and other intersection enhancements to extend the life of the corridor. Nearly $2 million of this funding will go toward intermodal and railroad improvements at the Cloquet Terminal. This project will better accommodate stacking and cargo at the Sappy Paper Cloquet Mill. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at KAXE.org, where you can also find content from our music, phonology, and morning show teams. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.